From Whispering Pine Studios in Sinkin Township, Missouri, this is The Riot. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 1 of The Riot. I am your host, Mikey, and I will be with you during this lovely episode 1 of The Riot. You know, it honestly feels good to be back doing this. We're working with a couple of independent, locally owned and operated radio stations to hopefully get this shit actually on air. How awesome would that be to actually hear this show on an actual radio station? I know it's hard. It's hard to comprehend that, isn't it? It would be awesome. That's for sure. But anyway, as for right now, we'll just do it this way. No big deal here. We'll just do it this way. And for now, until we find out something about that situation. So I've basically just been, you know, chillaxing, relaxing, and whatever. In the past several days. With not a whole lot to do, not a whole lot of people's been talking to me, actually. I kind of feel like, maybe most of them fell off the face of the earth, because it's one of those things, it's just like, all of a sudden, nobody's talking to me, or anything, like, no one's messaging me, no one's doing anything, and, you know, it's, given the people that, you know, I'm friends with, that's weird, you know, like, that's not normal, in all honesty, it's just not normal. One topic I could talk about is, boy, it has been really hot and really humid here in the Heartland, for the past, you know, honestly, I've lost track of how many days in a row it's been like that. Now, today, granted, today, yes, it's better, you know, for now, but yeah, that's, you know, it has been one hot and one humid sumbitch in the Heartland for the past, I don't even know how many days. You know, like I said, it's been pretty hot, pretty humid. this is episode 1, so it is, you know, going to be a little, a little out there, a little not a whole lot to talk about, because this is episode 1. I haven't really gathered a whole hell of a lot to talk about. And I don't really have any guests on the show here in episode 1. But, you know, that all might change, just like this show being independently and not on air might change as well. Hopefully, if everything goes right. Well, we'll see how that goes. You know, I gotta let the show climb that ladder, though, because I would love nothing more than for my independent radio show to be on an independent radio station, you know? So that would be awesome. Other than that, that being said, I've basically just been chilling like a villain, not doing a whole lot, like I said, it's weird. It's just all of a sudden I'm not getting messages or call or anything from anyone. It's like, you know, it's like, holy shit, what happened? You know, what happened to everybody all at once? In that short a time, what happened, you know? Who knows? Most of the people that I'm friends with, you know, it's not like they have a full-time job or anything like that. So, like, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, like, why aren't these guys talking to me? You know, what the hell happened here? And the last time I checked, we were all on, you know, good terms and everything like that. I don't know. you know, are they really going through that much shit that they don't want to talk to anybody? Like, if so, they need to, like, get out and do some stuff besides, you know, mope around the house or whatever. It always helps. When you're feeling down, it always helps to get out and do something with somebody, you know? It's like they've always said, you know, two is better than one, and one is better than none. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. You know, you gotta, if you're feeling down and in the gutter, you kind of gotta fix that by going out for the night or doing whatever for a day, you know? And just, you know, try to get your mind off of it. That's really the only way you can get your mind off of something like that. And I felt like, trust me, I felt like that plenty of times enough to know that that is definitely what you got to do in order to get out of that slump. You got to get out and do something with, you know, with a buddy or with someone. Because the more you just mope around the house, the worse it'll be. Sorry about that. Was just lighting up a smoke. Anyway, yeah. So it, you know, it kind of feels good to be doing this again. I'm bringing back the Riot, my show. Regardless of how many people do or don't listen, because you know my people on Facebook aren't really all that supportive and ain't all. They don't engage in anything that I do, anything that I post, anything that whatever, you know. So I mean that kind of sucks, and that's why I've been debating on whether I even want to keep social media or not, because you know honestly at this point it's pointless, you know. So that's just one of those things, you know. It's one of those things that I'm starting, it's just kind of dragging itself out, I guess, at this point, really. And I am doing my episode this time outside, in the great outdoors. This is, you know, and this is cool, you know. I can do my podcast wherever I'm at, doesn't matter. You know, that being said, though, like I said, would still love for it to be on some sort of radio station. Like, that would be great. That would be fantastic. But, yeah, until we see how that plays out, I will be recording and publishing up episodes like this, until I hear back on what's going to be going down with that. So this is where all the episodes will be. Unfortunately, though, like I said, this is episode one, so there's not a whole hell of a lot for me to talk about, because I haven't really gathered any information, you know, to talk about, or topics to talk about, or whatever. You know, so this is episode one. This is just getting stuff started up here. And, you know, we're going to be going on from here. I'm going to try to get some guests with me, on episodes, you know, and, start going from there. If anybody's willing to do that, which, I mean, I'm sure there's a couple people out there that wouldn't mind being on the show or being a part of the show, for sure. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, hitting some people up and seeing if they want to be part of the show. That being said, until then, I don't really have any topics to talk about here other than what's going on right now, right at this moment. So a little bit about the Riot, you know, we'll have a chit-chat session. And the chit-chat segment, that is basically where we just chit-chat about whatever is going on in our lives or you know, what we think on a certain topic or something like that. Morons in the News segment, that is coming back. Your Headline Hoosh, that is coming back as well. And of course, we are going to have your local weather from my storm team, Royal Central Storm Chasers. So weather on the show will be provided by Royal Central. So that's a pretty cool thing. Also, we are going to have our normal news for this area, for like this area. It won't be national news. It'll be for our local area. Instead of, you know, radio shows or whatever do, like, you know, nationwide news or whatever. Not here. We're going to be doing local news. So, your local news, local weather, provided by RCSC SEMO, which stands for Royal Central Storm Chasers SEMO, my weather team. Those two segments, we're going to have Morons in the News, where it's just basically what that is it is people who get arrested or in trouble for doing something stupid. Headline Hoosh, that is basically where we take the best Hoosiers and just kind of sort of share the story and make fun of them just for kicks and giggles. That's what Headline Hoosh is. And we'll also work on some other segments. Chit Chat, like I said, is also going to be a segment on here. And, be going on with that. And we're going to do another segment here. Hang tight. This was the intro. Headline Hoosh is up next on The Riot. This is The Riot, Headline Hoosh. And today's story comes out of the Everglades, Florida. A man apparently thought it would be funny to tie his children up in a basement while feeding them some shitlins. The man ended up getting arrested after the neighbors came over and found the child that was tied up to the basement wall. The child was begging and pleading for a rescue. Anyway, the neighbors called the cops, and the cops came out and said, "You can't do that to your child." And they, needless to say, the dad ended up getting arrested for child abuse. That is today's Headline Hoosh. This is the Riot segment, Chit Chat segment. Hello everybody, it is Mikey, and I am here with the Chit Chat segment on The Riot. Alright, so The Riot, today's topic is, what am I doing? That's today's topic. Well, and to answer that, today's topic is actually, what am I doing in social media? So, you know, as far as social media goes, I'm starting to not really see a point in it, or in me having it anyway, because it's, you know, hardly ever anyone really talks to me. So I'm debating right now, I'm kind of in the in-between on whether I want to keep it or not. And that decision will be made official based upon several different factors, who knows. I'm just not really seeing it a whole lot useful. There's just a lot of people that just do not engage in anything that I really do on there. So at this point, it's kind of a, you know, a hit or miss for me, really. And I'm kind of in the in-between on making a decision. But as soon as I do, I'll definitely let people know all across my social media platform. I'll definitely let them know. Now, as for the topic of what am I doing, well, not a whole lot. I've just spent most of my day chilling and relaxing and drinking coffee, because coffee is really my only best friend. So that is what I'm up to today. So not a whole lot. We're going to wrap things up here with episode one. Thank you for listening to episode one of The Riot. Keep an eye out for episode two tomorrow.